There's a saying in Hollywood, there are no original plots. Everything is ripped off from something else.
Alex, I think you mean homage.
Oh, right. These are tribute films to the earlier masters.
That's right. In Bollywood, the center of India's prolific film industry, that saying has really taken to heart. NPR's Nihar Patel has more.
A Bollywood director recently announced that for his next film, he would be adapting a minor American classic, My Cousin Vinny. He then said something unusual by Bollywood standards. He was seeking approval from 20th Century Fox, the studio that made the original.
Are you sure?
That's Joe Pesci as title character Vinny Gambini. Point taken, Vinny. For decades, Bollywood has lifted plots from Hollywood movies without obtaining permission from the copyright holders. Sleepless in Seattle, Mrs. Doubtfire, Fight Club.
Sleeping with the Enemy, On the Waterfront, Indecent Proposal. French Kiss.
NYU professor Tejas Venuganti has studied the Bollywood film industry from the inside.
There's a constant criticism of the lack of originality. I've actually been in story sessions where we've actually watched the DVD of a particular Hollywood film. And during that experience really hit home to me how much effort actually still goes on in the adaptation process.
The filmmakers concoct new subplots, characters, those famous lavish musical numbers. The final result is often twice as long as the original, even though the basic story remains the same.
That is not necessarily something that we should think of as, quote, illegal.
Mike Ryan of George Washington University Law School has surveyed copyright infringement issues in developing countries like India.
The underlying story is not what's actually protected. And so the challenge here is that you have to try to figure out what is a substantially similar kind of work to a previous work. And so it's always a little bit ambiguous.
Convincing a court that one work is substantially similar to another can be difficult, says Ryan. This is especially true in the Indian legal system, where the line between what is and isn't in the public domain is as fuzzy as an out-of-focus projector. Nonetheless, Sony this month threatened a $30 million lawsuit against an Indian production company for allegedly ripping off the 2005 Will Smith movie Hitch.
And I think what we're going to find is that they're going to go after these competitors who really are infringing their copyrights by following quite slavishly, we might say, much more than just the underlying story, but basically just remaking their film. And so I don't think that it's only going to be threats.
Though Fox says they have not sold or given the rights for a remake of My Cousin Vinny, with or without sanction, the Bollywood production begins next month. I contacted Dale Lawner, the screenwriter of the original version. All of this was news to him. He's busy working on My Cousin Vinny, the stage musical, but was intrigued by the Bollywood adaptation.
Bollywood movies are almost always musicals, so it'll be interesting to see it.
So you're saying that you could potentially watch the Bollywood musical version of My Cousin Vinny and go, hey, that's not a bad idea. I may use that in the stage musical of My Cousin Vinny.
Maybe I can steal theirs if they're stealing mine. Turn about as fair play here, I would think.
Nihar Patel.
I got no more use for this guy.
NPR News.